We heard in the gospel today that a great crowd took branches of palm trees and went out to meet Jesus crying, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." 6 days before the Jewish Passover, Jesus went to Jerusalem for the celebrations. The crowd welcomed him like a king because they saw Lazarus' resurrection and they got excited. But their excitement lasted less than a week. They welcomed him as a king and they ended up condemning him as if he was the worst criminal in less than a week. How easy it is for us human to change. How easy to forget all the good things we see in our lives and to be influenced by others. We are led astray from our own opinions, which changes like the wind. We are led astray from our own ego, our weaknesses, by the fear of what others might think of us. That's why the Church Fathers mention as the two worst sins, the ignorance and the forgetfulness. We need to say a couple of things about this forgetfulness today. Forgetfulness. We forget our benefactors and we bite their hand. We forget the uncountable goods God has given us and we do whatever comes into our head, whatever is easier and more convenient, whatever pleases us, whatever makes us look above others, look smarter, more powerful, more notable. And where is our conscience? Where is God? Where is our love for the others? Where is our understanding and that the other person is also a human? Where is our compliance, the forbearance, the kindness? We spend our lives into groundless arguments. We will eventually die, and we will find ourselves facing a great surprise, and it won't be a nice surprise. Forgetfulness pushes us to the wrong evaluation of things. By forgetting the God's miraculous events around us, in our fellow men, in our lives, in our souls, we can even end up refusing our neighbor and our God and becoming enemies of our neighbor and of our God. And the one that was our best friend yesterday, he is today like a stranger and like an enemy. We stop talking to our brother and we stop talking to God. When we sometimes don't have miracles happening in our lives, it is for this very reason. Because if we had miracles, we would have more to be blamed for. The more we receive, the more will be asked from us. God knows that we will forget them as soon as we will forget them soon, and he doesn't want to deal with our ungratefulness. That's why he sometimes doesn't give us what we ask for. Here it would be good to keep two things in mind. First, that the ones that they are not Orthodox will be judged according to their conscience. We, the Orthodox, might not make it to heaven and they might be saved. God knows who he enlightened to become and who he allowed to be born Orthodox and who he didn't. So if we have the right faith, we should make sure that our behavior is also right. We will be asked for more, and we were given more because we can handle it and we can fulfill more. And the second thing, if today we love someone and tomorrow we hate him, today we praise someone and tomorrow we are his enemies, we follow exactly what the Jews did with Christ. It's not just the lack of love that it is self-proven with this behavior. We also verify that we are not in charge of our emotions and we don't understand ourselves or the other ones around us. We judge others according to our subjective logic, according to our subjective emotions, and according to our subjective perfection that unwillingly defends ourselves and condemns whoever is against or disagree with us. We defend what we love. Everything that we consider against us, we condemned it. But where would we be now if God was to judge us likewise? We now need to look a little bit more and a little bit deeper in what we just mentioned. When the Son of God became human, he knew where he was going. He received upon himself something that was inferior to him, something sinful and blameful. He received our fallen nature, and he took upon himself all the responsibility for our personal fall. We could say that he went underneath us, not to help us just to stand up, but to lift us up on his shoulders. He was sinless, and he paid for our mistakes. Ourselves, not only were unable to realize our own responsibilities in every occasion, but even if it's not totally the other's fault, we find it really easy to excuse ourselves from any responsibility. Could we ever imagine taking upon us any responsibility for things we did not do, like Christ did with us? We find it way easier to step on dead bodies to get where we dream to than to humble ourselves and help our fellow men, or to be happy for his improvement. And we should ask ourselves, when was the last time we were happy with someone else's success? This kind of attitude, though, can never raise us from the dead like Lazarus. It will kill us spiritually. We deal with our spiritual suicide. We also mentioned a few times in the past that our salvation goes through our fellow men. If we don't see in his face Christ, and if we don't respect him as the image of God, it is very easy to sadden him, to hurt him, to wrong him, to take advantage of him. All this with the same ease we would cut a flower or kill an annoying fly. Our brother could be sensitive as a flower or annoying as a fly, but who on earth gave us the authority to murder him with our words and acts? The one for whom Christ gave his blood on the cross. And we will finish with a story from the Desert Fathers. Once there was a monk who wasn't very ascetic in his ways. He wasn't doing a lot of things, and we could maybe call him negligent. But when death was near, all the fathers gathered around him, and they were amazed. His face was bright, with an unbelievable and very obvious peace and joy coming from within him. The fathers marveled, and they asked him, "Father, are you not afraid of death?" He replied, "No, because I never judged anyone in my life, in my whole life, and now God cannot judge me either. God said, 'Do not judge, and you will not be judged.'" Then he closed his eyes, his soul left his body, and he became even brighter. He didn't have any other virtues, but he went straight to heaven for not judging. Imagine what would happen in the time of our death, if we are not only judging, but we also hurt or take advantage of our brother with our words and acts, like the Jews did to Christ.